Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by John Regan, CEO of Electric Guitar. Welcome back to the podcast, John.
Hi, Phil. Good to see you again.
Absolutely, yeah. So we've just seen the news that the company's recently announced its subsidiary, 3 Radical Limited, successfully deployed its Voco platform with Near Field Communication, NFC, technology for the first time at the Grand Designs Live event in Birmingham. This innovative NFC solution allowed visitors to the DIY home decor stand to engage by tapping their smartphones to access digital brochures, book consultations, connect on social media, and receive exclusive offers. This deployment blends physical and digital interactions, capturing real-time data to enhance customer engagement. The event demonstrates 3 Radical's ability to integrate digital and physical touch points, building on past successes and supporting Electric Guitar's strategy of maximizing first-party data for personalized marketing. So just talk us through how significant this news is in terms of sourcing first-party data via the medium of NFC technology, please, John.
Well, look, this is a real significant development anyway. I mean, just for anyone who doesn't know, NFC technology is the thing that allows you to tap your phone and then the phone launches an app and goes to a website or whatever it is. So it's actually the same technology that works, you know, when you do Apple Pay or Google Pay, that type of thing. So what that means is the experience that people can have when they're at the Grand Design exhibition is if they want to engage with home decor, all they need to do is tap on a marked card and it takes them straight into a 3 Radical experience. So in that instance, actually, it's a really simple one because we know people are going to be a bit distracted. So they get to spin a wheel and win a discount. But in exchange for that, they have to give up their email address and explain what they're looking for, which means it goes straight onto a database for home decor, which, of course, they can follow up. So they're going to get a lot more data from that exhibition. You know, in the old days, you'd do it with a business card or write it down on a pad. Well, now we're doing it in a much more up-to-date fashion and we're incentivizing people to do it. So that's the value for home decor. The value for 3 Radical is this is a development of the stuff that we were doing with Juicen actually in the past, where they were very keen to find their digital audience who were visiting their DIY stores. And again, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. That was actually done through a QR code, and we'll be moving to NFC with those guys. But the real benefit is the same. It's really, really valuable now to talk to people digitally and in the real world at the same time. That's what people expect. And this is the way that you join it together. So that type of technology, it's new for 3 Radical. We've now deployed it twice in different forms. And that's a real development. And of course, it means we can do it on things like billboards. We can do it on TV. We can do it in lots of different places in that way. So it's a nice new marketplace for us that joins us into other media campaigns.
Yeah, I must admit, I've actually used that technology myself. I've got a business card here, which is, you know, has got basically contact information on and uses NFC. So if I go to any trade shows and somebody says, can I have your details? Simply tap the card against the top of the phone and it will share all the details. And it's just so easy to do. And it's a convenient because it creates a database of clients and then it gives us the information and we can log on the website and we can then pull back that information we've retrieved. So it's a real fillip forward in technology terms.
Yeah, exactly the same thing. Of course, the thing we can do is take it a stage further and the client could have an email waiting for them immediately because we can automate all of that.
So effectively, you're giving details and taking details at the same time. Is that's how it works?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Very good. Well, there's been some interesting news I've seen on Twitter or X, as it's now called, and LinkedIn. It seems like you have got a worldwide deal with that company that isn't Visa. So what would you like to say about that one? Because that's rather spectacular, I would suggest.
It is a big development. Look, we can name them now because, you know, very kindly they gave us permission. As long as we kept things very low-key, they've given us permission to talk about them on social media. And potentially, you know, on blogs and things like that with our clients and to provide the product. So we can name them. It's MasterCard. We have an existing relationship with MasterCard in APAC. So we've been working with their sales team to sell our products to help their clients promote the use of MasterCard. And we've now expanded that relationship so that we're able to work globally with them. And what we've also done is integrated that with their technology platform, SessionM. So it's now very easy for MasterCard clients to use use that technology. And I think, you know, one thing I would stress, you've picked it up on LinkedIn, Phil. This is something that we are keeping very low key at their request, because they are very sensitive. They did us a big favor by allowing us to promote it on social media, primarily to attract business and explain the benefits to their clients. But yes, it's significant for us.
Yeah. So just go through that news, John, because obviously this is effectively Three Radical being easily integrated with MasterCard's what they call the Session M loyalty platform, which is effectively a CRM platform, which obviously makes it more convenient to gamify the loyalty for clients around the world and drive deeper engagement. So just talk how significant this is in terms of helping not only yourself, Three Radical, but also MasterCard and then their clients.
Well, Session M, the technology platform, its function is to allow, as you say, anyone who is a provider of a MasterCard to promote the use of that MasterCard using their customer data. So MasterCard clients upload their customer data onto Session M. And of course, that has all sorts of real-time interactions within that data set, which means that their clients can really understand who they need to target and how to target them to generate that kind of interaction. What we've done is we've put an additional layer on there with Three Radical BOCO platform, which means that one of the promotions they can use and one of the things they can do to drive engagement is use our gamification technology. And the reason it's very significant and helpful to Session M clients is because it's within their system now. So what that means is, of course, it's, you know, one or two clicks and the integration is there. It means that the Three Radical platform, BOCO, can take information from the CRM system to understand what type of experience and what type of offer to deploy and push information straight back as well, which means that it can react in real time. So that could go two ways. You know, immediately you could see that, you know, John is there and about to engage with something, and Three Radical might pull from the CRM system information that says, look, John's a premium client, so give him a premium offer. And at the same time, once that engagement is finished, we can push that back and say, this is what John's just told us. You know, he's in the market to buy X, Y, and Z. And then they can, from their CRM system, immediately send John the relevant offer. So you can see how those two things integrate very nicely for those clients and can really generate a big uplift in the type of loyalty that they can create.
So with somewhere in the region of 3 billion cards in issue with MasterCard and 25,000-30,000 employees in MasterCard, you are talking about a huge amount of data that's going to be going through Three Radical. Surely this is going to fundamentally change the finances of Three Radical.
Well, we have to work on a client-by-client basis with Session M, because, of course, this is first-party data that we're talking about. And so, you know, if we are processing data on behalf of Session M clients, we need to do it with their clear permission, and they need to be comfortable that we are compliant with the data, with whatever local data protection regulation is, whether that's GDPR or CCPA or the Asian regulations as well. So it is a client-by-client basis. But, of course, that's still very, very beneficial for us and very beneficial for the clients. The key thing there is the smoothness of the integration. It's just straightforward to do. And of course, yes, over time, we always iterate our products and learn from what we've done before. So there's a benefit there. You know, the more clients we work with, the better we can make the products work.
And from a financial perspective, how will you benefit from doing this with MasterCard? Forget about MasterCard, whether it's MasterCard or an other business. Each time somebody uses this system, you get a very small payment. Is this how it works, or is it based on, you know, a general payment that they make to you?
No, the way it works, again, is client by client, and you're exactly right. We get paid based on the volume of clients or volume of their customers going through our system. So the benefit to us is a benefit which, because I don't want to make a forward-looking statement and forecast any kind of revenue, but more access that we get to customers, of course, the more customers we can win. So the benefit here is clearly, if it's a very easy implementation and they're already on the platform, then it's much easier to sell to those businesses. You know, the barriers are much lower for us.
Yeah, and you're probably talking about 15% of the world's population here in terms of the number of potential clients. Now, I'm not suggesting for one second you're going to get that many, but it's certainly going to help the whole the learning process. I mean, do you have any exclusivity that you cannot do this for Visa as well, or you could have them as a client if required?
Well, MasterCard haven't written that into the contract, but I don't think they'd be particularly happy, and we don't intend to take this to Visa on that. I think, you know, in that certain circumstance where there are, you know, two key players, you have to remain loyal to the one that's backed you.
Okay, brilliant. But what it does do, for sure, again, taking MasterCard or Visa out of the equation, how more likely do you think that Three Radical are going to attract other financial institutions and other businesses in general, because you can now say, well, MasterCard is our worldwide client.
Well, look, any big signing like that gives you a lot of credibility, and it, you know, it demonstrates the strength of the technology platform that, that Three Radical have built. And, you know, going right back to, I think, the first time we met, Bill, that's one of the key reasons that we bought Three Radical, was that really robust technology and the fact that they could integrate at that type of level, at that enterprise level. And this just lends credibility to that. I mean, you mentioned financial services. In Singapore, we are very well established within that financial community. We work with some of the bigger banks in Singapore. I can name banks like DBS Bank and OCBC. So they're the biggest banks in Singapore. So in that part of the world, we are very well integrated with those financial services clients, just as a gamification provider, because that's the way that market is. But yes, you're right. It lends great credibility to us when we're talking to blue chips around the world. I do want to keep going back to the fact that, you know, we intend to be very careful with this relationship. MasterCard have asked us to respect that. So although, of course, we're able to put them on our client roster, we won't be screaming to the world that, look, MasterCard users, so should you. We have to be really careful with that.
Very good.
Okay, on that note, we'll say John Regan, CEO of Electric Guitar, thanks very much for appearing on the podcast.
Thanks very much, Phil. See you again soon.
Thanks, John.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.